USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The FAA has barred all U.S.-registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aerial Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is nominating Army Secretary Mark Esper as Defense Secretary. Esper is set to become Acting Defense Secretary on Sunday, replacing Acting Chief Patrick Shanahan. Shanahan's last day was Friday. Shanahan resigned this week due to family issues. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
DuckDuckGo is a small but fierce rival of Google. It bills itself as a search engine that doesn't store or share user data. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, and one of the things we talked about was the thought process behind coming up with a search engine like DuckDuckGo.
The internet has just become a pretty creepy place, and most people have really seen that in the last 2 years with all the different privacy invasions and manipulation, even for our elections. And so DuckDuckGo is really an alternative to all that. It gives you the ability to seamlessly reduce your digital footprint online. We kind of like to say the internet shouldn't feel so creepy, and it should be as simple to get the privacy you deserve by just closing the blinds. And that's basically what DuckDuckGo does. You can use our search engine. It works kind of like Google, so it doesn't track you. And then we have a browser and some browser extensions that block trackers as you browse the web.
And as far as if government regulation is the answer, though, to these search engines, Weinberg tells me,
I really think that the public deserves strong privacy laws. And in particular, we're advocating for a law kind of like the Do Not Call list, called like the Do Not Track Act, where any consumer can easily add themselves in their browser and say they don't want to be tracked. And then thereafter, all sites need to adhere to that not tracking. So you're not dealing with all these different pop-ups and whatnot. You're just not getting tracked online.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.